If you were raised in Morgantown or went to WVU in the 1970s, you probably remember going for a swim with friends at the reservoir that was once the city's water supply. Today, the site is home to the West Virginia Botanic Garden, an 85-acre nonprofit nature preserve. West Virginians can still get outside during the coronavirus pandemic while practicing appropriate social distancing. Senior producer John Nakashima recently spent some time at the Botanic Garden and brings us this audio postcard.
I think right now in this weird time with the coronavirus, you have people sort of unsure of what to do with themselves, and they're stuck indoors and they're, you know, coming up with games and doing crazy things in the house just to try to entertain themselves. But I think more than ever, people are realizing that, hey, the outdoors is still open and we can go out on a trail and it's a safe place to be. And a lot of people are sort of rediscovering the outdoors right now. My name is Philip Smith. I am the executive director of the West Virginia Botanic Garden. The Botanic Garden remains open. Our indoor facilities and our bathrooms, unfortunately, we've had to close those.
I'm Phil Cole. I'm the site manager here at the West Virginia Botanic Garden. We've had record visitation over the last 3 or 4 weeks. That's been inspiring. And at the same time, since we don't have our volunteers, it's also been a little stressful because we're just trying to keep up with everything to make sure it's looking good. And it's been a challenge just because of our lack of what we're able to do at this point in time of uncertainty. So, it's just been really inspiring to see that many people enjoy the space. So we have a variety of bulbs, daffodils. We have the beautiful hellebore, which is in the bulb family. We have forsythia and rhododendron, the snowdrops, PJM rhododendron, which is actually one of the earlier ones, is blooming. It's beautiful right now. It's purple.
One of our core values here is to foster wellness. And that's wellness of nature and wellness of, you know, the humans that need nature. And, you know, we think that is something that we're able to accomplish during this, you know, kind of troubling time that we're in, that people can come out here and be in nature and sort of have this mental wellness in a time of uncertainty. A botanic garden is a museum of plants. And we try to teach people about landscape design and the beautiful plants that you can plant in your home gardens that you cultivate around your home and try to beautify things. But we also go out and try to showcase different native species that just exist out, you know, in nature. And why are these different plants significant, or why are they cool? Why do we want to learn about them? Try to understand the ecology and how all these plants and animals all work together in an ecosystem.
I think that the forefathers of this property saw potential and see the importance of educating not only our youth, but all ages to come out here and really take advantage of the interesting and unique ecosystems that we have here. The old reservoir has now become a wetland, which is delineated in several different types of wetland systems. And we also have the I would call a virgin hemlock forest, which is also very rare because most of the state was timbered during the 20th century. So basically you can walk from one ecosystem to the other within a few hundred yards is actually pretty amazing. So, and very rare, especially in Appalachia.
You do see a variety of botanic gardens around the United States. It may be an old estate that maybe the Vanderbilts owned or something like that. And so you have this like big mansion and you have these big formal gardens. And sometimes people come here and they sort of expect to see that. And that's not what we're about. We try to shape that in a way that's more in tune with the land and speaks to the cultural heritage of this area. I think that people in West Virginia appreciate a more wild landscape than they would a formal English garden with big squares and boxwoods and this, you know, formality to it. I think that we are sort of a different type of culture here, and we try to speak to that with our design and what we're trying to accomplish.
That was West Virginia Botanic Garden President Phil Smith and site manager Phil Cole. The Botanic Garden is currently offering expanded hours. To find out more, visit their website, wvbg.org, and we've posted a video with the Botanic Garden on our website, wvpublic.org.